This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. If you're listening to our mothership, 550 Bismarck Mandan, KFYR, thank you very much. Glad to have you. Maybe it's the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, cranking to western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, AM 1100, the flag. Or it could be you're seeing it partial right now. Or Newtown, or Watford City, or Williston, or Crosby, or Stanley, or Tioga. That's KTGO country. Glad you're listening there. And, of course, KLTC on the western edge at 1460 on your radio dial. We appreciate you very much. This is What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennen. Sitting in for me today is Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and we're brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. High Plains Apache, the home for Apache sprayers. New sprayers, used sprayers, they've got them. The parts you need for Apache sprayers or any brand, they've got them with that ET Ag Center. We're talking pumps and spray tips and hoses and fittings and valves and literally everything you need, not just for the Apache again. And they have parts in the, for all brands of sprayers, Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts, they got them. In Mandan, in Frontier, south of Fargo, off exit 60, I-29, High Plains Apache, online at highplainsapache.com. Now more of What's on Your Mind. Your calls welcome, 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Or you can text Todd, the radio god Mitchell. There he is, 701-226-8503. Back to your guest host for What's on Your Mind, Ron Ness. Ron?
The self-proclaimed radio god, Todd Mitchell.
Oh, no, no. Not self-proclaimed. That's a Phil Parker proclaimed.
Well, it's very,
it's a small
very
G if anybody ever writes it down. I don't want the big guy.
We've got three tremendous guests in our last hour here of the show, and we're going to get right after it. Rick Ross, Senior Vice President of Whiting Petroleum Corporation, is our guest this morning. Rick was in town yesterday and had his trip disrupted and made it back to Denver, thankfully on time and on spot. Whiting, of course, is the state's largest oil producer. They have over 480 employees in the state, which is pretty amazing. And welcome, Rick.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ron.
We just had Cindy Sanford, the director of job service, on talking about the hundreds of job openings that are now available in Williston. Any indication from your guys' standpoint, what's the result of those job openings?
Yeah, I think what's driving that, Ron, is as oil prices, let's say, firmed up, recovered a little bit, operators have added a few drilling rigs. We're up to right now about 37 drilling rigs, and it was in the 20s at one point. And I also see that operators are returning to completing wells again instead of building up uncompleted wells. So I think that's what the driver is.
You know, I've also sensed that there's a sense of optimism in the air with the recent election of presidents. Anything on your end in that regard? That there might be better times ahead.
I guess I sense the same in our industry. We've really seen a lot of new regulations coming out under the current administration. I think the hope is maybe that will dial back a little bit as far as the new ones coming out and give us a chance to digest. And I think that's part of the hopefulness and maybe a little bit more focus on business that could help us recover in terms of pricing as well.
Well, I think you're right. Get back to doing what we do best rather than fending off the punitive and duplicative federal regulations. Any thoughts about what 2017 outlook is? We've got the legislature coming to town, of course, very, very dependent upon how much oil is being produced and the revenues that are resulting from that and what you guys are looking at for next year.
Yeah, I guess my outlook would be, of course, the state peaked it back in right at the end of 2014, oil production at about 1.2 million barrels a day. And after that, with prices falling, the rig count dropped off pretty quickly. What I see going on for this year or this coming year is probably maybe adding some additional drilling rigs, not wholesale by any means. We're at 37 today, I think I saw, and that probably will creep up by maybe 10 to 15 over the year. Obviously, that's somewhat contingent on what happens with the OPEC meeting on Wednesday and the resulting price, because what oil companies have to invest in drilling is directly proportional to price and our discretionary income. So if that recovers a little bit, I think we'll see an uptick. But I expect production probably will continue to fall until the rig count gets up in the maybe high 40s or mid 50 range. And I think that is a rig count sufficient to maybe stabilize production.
One of the great questions out there, 2 years ago on December, we had about 186 drilling rigs. Of course, we're at 37 today. But talk about the efficiency of one of those rigs, Rick, and why we probably won't see a rig count that high going forward.
That's a good point. And I would say really the Bakken's going through a bit of a continued revolution. Early on, it was completion technology that unlocked the Bakken. And right now what's going on in the lower price environment is operators are bringing their drill times down significantly, maybe cutting them as much as a half from what they were 3-4 years ago. Currently, I see numbers from spudding one well or starting to drill one well to the next are averaging somewhere in the 16 to 17 day range, which is spectacular. And that makes us much more competitive and able and being able to drill. The other thing that's happened is a lot of advancement in the completion side of things. Much larger frack jobs are being pumped now than in the past, up to maybe 2 to 3 times as large, and seeing very good results from that. And there's also pretty good gains in efficiency in fracking, too. New diverters that we're using downhole to distribute the completion better across the interval and dissolving plugs, and a lot of things that add to efficiency.
Well, one of the things that happens during a downtime is your accountants get to do what they do best and trying to refine and reduce the costs, and your engineers get to do what they do best is trying to recover more oil from the same well bore. And I one of the things that you guys have been doing is what we call refracts, going back into the we have about 8,000 wells that were drilled with early technology, and the ability to go back into that same well bore with no new environmental footprint and get more oil out of that well. Rick, what's that look like for Whiting?
Well, we are involved in that as well. We've looked at our portfolio, and we've got a handful of refracts that we are going to implement the fourth quarter of this year and first quarter of next year. And I'll say it's a developing technology. We're optimistic and hopeful, but as anything, we've got to try out some of our ideas and assess how that works. But we'll be continuing to look at that. That's exciting to have the chance to go back into all those wells and get some more oil out of it.
One of the things that I really has changed is that when we had the Bakken really rolling in 2009 through 2013, North Dakota was really the place to put your investment dollar in terms of oil and gas. And, we've seen some recent reports about the Wolfcamp discovery down in the Permian Basin. You got of course, the Eagle Ford is a Bakken, mirror image of the Bakken, and around the San Antonio area, you've got the Scoop and the Stack in Oklahoma. What's your thoughts on how we're going to be able to compete in the Bakken to attract those investment dollars going forward?
Well, I see the Bakken is still very competitive for the reasons I mentioned earlier, that we've been able to bring our well costs down, drill them more quickly, increase the frack sizes, increase the recovery from the well. So that just makes it the Bakken more competitive. Of course, you saw the announcement on the Wolfcamp, and it was billed as a discovery. But to really put that in perspective, it looks an awful lot like the Bakken in a sense. The Permian Basin has been around for producing for 100 years now, and I think the basin's made over 30 billion barrels of oil already. So, and the Wolfcamp, everyone's been aware of that. It's just applying technology to it to make that perspective and technically recoverable. much as Bakken had been known about since the early 50s, but it wasn't really a significant contributor until about 2006 and 7 when some of the early discoveries in Parshall and Sanish Field were made. So I see it somewhat of an analog to what happened in the Bakken. But I think the Bakken, to me, is still fairly competitive and will continue to be so as we get better at doing it.
And I suspect that one of the challenges we're going to have in attracting workers is that they now have a lot of other plays to go work in and certainly don't have temperatures like we have today, and it's going to be a bit of a challenge. I had a lot of worldwide media yesterday talking about the value of Dakota Access Pipeline to industry. You got 2 seconds on what that means to a producer in North Dakota?
Well, to me, it's just the most efficient way to move oil is through a pipeline, and I think Dakota Access really is needed.
Okay, Rick, thanks. Thanks a lot, and have a great day. We'll be back.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ron.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Ransom, Sargent, Nelson, Steele, Griggs, Walsh, Pembina, Cavalier, and many southwestern North Dakota counties in early 2017. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nominations and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I'm Brian. At 58, doctors told me I had the heart of a 37-year-old man. They told me that after my heart transplant surgery. If you're a smoker, here are some tips in case that happens to you. First, you have to quit smoking before you can get on a list for a transplant. So quit now. And never feel sorry for yourself. I don't. I only feel sorry for that 37-year-old man.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Shout out to our listeners here, who we absolutely, positively adore and love and are so well informed, are the best audience of any radio show anywhere on the planet. And we are pleased to have more listeners than any other here on the Northern Plains. And that's largely because when you come here, you learn something. And I learn something from our listeners every day. They bring something to the table. If you have a question or comment, you inform us with your questions. You add to the show with your questions. So a couple of ways you can do that. Pick up the phone. Or you can text us. I guess you pick up the phone either way, right? You pick up the phone and dial any kind of phone into 800-228-0550. You can also text us at 701-226-8503. And 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, suggestions, comments, questions. If you hear a guest on, you just want to get a quick question in, you call 855-200-1776, extension 1 to leave a message, extension 2 to chat with us live on the air. Now more of What's on Your Mind with your guest host today from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Ron Ness. Ron?
Thank you, Scotty. And we got a text that came in that said, don't forget to mention that the Mandan Refinery is right above the Mandan water intake. In fact, the refinery used to share the intake with the city, just like being done in Williston. And, of course, the Mandan Refinery gasoline and diesel pipeline runs north of Bismarck all the way over to Jamestown, then into Fargo-Moorhead and off onto Alexandria, crossing all of the rivers along the way. So thanks for that information being texted. Our next guest is Marshall Johnson. Marshall's the regional director of the Mule Deer Foundation, and we've just completed what I think was a fantastic deer season in North Dakota. Marshall, good morning.
Good morning. How are you over there?
We are doing fantastic. Marshall, as I believe you're living in Billings right now, Marshall, hopefully relocating to Bismarck soon.
Yes, I am. I'm actually sitting in Bozeman right now, training in our new regional director for Montana here, and my plan is to move back to my home state, my hometown of Bismarck, Mandan, and this next spring after my youngest son graduates. So looking forward to it. All of that snow over there, I'm not too sure about that. I live in Billings, and that's like that's a banana belt over there.
Well, the word has it, Marshall, that you just want better deer hunting, so you're moving from Montana back to North Dakota. We're good with that. So let's talk Mule Deer Foundation. The Mule Deer Foundation has really become one of the premier outdoor organizations in the state, doing a lot of tremendous work. You've got a number of banquets coming up in Bismarck and Minot, and those events have been jam-packed recently. You want to start talking about those, and we'll get into some of your wildlife projects?
Oh, absolutely. We have just had some wonderful success. We had, when I came on to MDF in 2010, we had one active chapter in Bismarck, and that is our oldest chapter. We now have 7 of them, and that's also because I'm working all of Montana too, and so we have 14 out here. But, the chapters have just exploded. They have done so good. People are seeing what we're putting on the ground. Our banquets are also the banquets where we're done usually by about 10 o'clock in the evening. And we believe in quality over quantity, so we don't have those 50 buckets out there. We've got 10, 12 buckets, but they all got some pretty high-end merchandise. And so that word gets around. And also from what we've been doing the last couple of years, it has really, we've seen a nice tick up in our attendance at our banquets.
Marshall, one of the things that I really like about your banquets is you really focus on the young hunter and on the kids. Do you want to talk a little bit about the things that you have for them at your banquet?
Yeah. Well, we have a program called MULE, Mindful Understanding Legal Ethical Youth, which actually started in North Dakota and now is taken on nationally through our organization. The guys in Bismarck, they're the ones who started it, and a guy from my Fargo chapter, he actually lives in Lisbon, coined the name. The guys in Bismarck, they kind of notice they're going out into the fields and they're looking around and they're seeing a lot of gray hair, you know, a lot of hair like yours, Ron. And, you know, they were kind of concerned they're not seeing a lot of kids. And so they started developing a program where introducing kids to the shooting and to wildlife and conservation and outdoor activities. And so they started a program up here, and they carry that over into the actual banquet itself, where we generally have 1 to 2 youth guns. We have all kinds of stuff for the kids. We want the kids to come, want them to experience what we're doing at these banquets and what it's for. And that we've also noticed, you know, we've gone from where we've had like maybe 5 kids at a banquet, you know, in Bismarck right now, I think we've got 35, 40 kids now that come to the banquet. And that's something that we're instilling in them, is that conservation and giving back, that they're going to continue that through their lifetime.
Marshall, give us the dates of those upcoming banquets and where people can go to find out more information.
Well, the easiest thing to do is go to muledeer.org, not com, org. So muledeer.org. And you can see by the state, by chapter, where all the banquets are and what time and who the contact is. But our first ones coming up are Friday in Minot. This is the last weekend of February. So Friday night would be in Minot. Saturday is going to be in Bismarck. And then I know Dickinson and Williston are back-to-back as well in April. I think they're like the 21st and 22nd. We're about ready. We're going to move Fargo's banquet from the summer. We're going to move that into late spring. And Watford City is also going to be in the late spring. We just haven't set those dates yet.
Marshall, one of the results of banquets like you're talking about, of course, is the ability to raise some funds. And you guys have been at the forefront of, I think, one of the biggest plot projects certainly the state has ever seen. You want to cover that project that you've got going on north of Beach and any others?
Yeah, that was an exciting project. It was just one of those things that falls in your lap that you dream of. It was such a big deal. We had previously done, as you may know or people may know, we got an Outdoor Heritage Fund grant of about $480,000 that we were applying to lands in the western part of the state, specifically working with private landowners that would be willing to open up their land for access to the PLOTS program. And so we work with them. It's kind of a win-win situation. We do stuff to improve their habitat for the critters out there, mule deer. It's a win for the landowner because it's improving their grazing and their productivity as well. And then, of course, it's a win for the North Dakota men and women sportsmen. They have access. And so our first one we did in 2015 with the George Schmidt property just southeast of Belfield, that was our first project, pilot project. It was outstanding. Well, the guy who did the work for us, his name was Byron Richard. He was really intrigued by what we did there, so he contacted Nate Harling over at the Game and Fish Department and said, tell me a little bit more about this program, what Mule Deer Foundation's doing. And we come out of it, and he says, well, I'm buying a little piece of property north of Beach, North Dakota, and it needs a lot of work. The riparian area has been overgrazed. It's trampled, and it's got barbed wire everywhere falling down, dilapidated, and there's a lot of improvements I want to make. I have part of my other ranch that I have by Belfield is already in plots. Love the program. I've never had problems. He goes, I want to talk about this. So we started talking to him, and I'm finding out it's over 20,000 acres. And my jaw hit the floor, and I'm like, oh, this is huge. And looking at the sheer size of this thing and what we can do as a state and with partners, Nate and I reached out to Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Pheasants Forever, Wild Turkey, and said, this is a project where all of us can benefit and we all can work together and really leverage our dollars and leverage the state's dollars. And so we have gone in there. The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation donated about $125,000 to the access portion of it, as well as Pheasants Forever and the Turkey Foundation each threw $10,000
in. Marshall, we got to jump to a break here, but I want to applaud you guys for working with private landowners and what a great public land hunting opportunity. And thanks for all that you do. And always looking for volunteers out there to help the Mule Deer Foundation. So thanks, Marshall. We'll move on to a break.
Yeah.
Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We are brought to you in part today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Coal. What does it bring you? Affordable electricity. That's right, folks, within the sound of my voice, right here, North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, you have among the most affordable electricity in the country. You know why? Because we have a robust lignite industry right here. Find out more about this clean power plan and what it could mean. I'll tell you this, though. It's less reliable electricity. It's less affordable electricity. And that's why you need to get involved. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Back to more of What's on Your Mind. Here's your guest host today, Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Our final guest this last half hour is William Prentice. He's the chairman and CEO of Meridian Energy Group. This is the company that is proposing to build the, I believe, 55,000 barrel per day Davis refinery in Belfield, North Dakota. William, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am, Ron. Thank you.
We are, you're talking to us from California, where your office, your entity is headquartered, right?
Yeah, we're, currently headquartered in California, but scheduled to move the office up to North Dakota in about March of this coming year.
So, probably the number one question that I've gotten over the past decade, as I've traveled across North Dakota is, you know, when are we going to add more value to this Bakken oil and when are we going to build more refineries? Of course, it's a complicated business and, we've seen the, Dakota Prairie refinery that was built by, MDU and, now is owned by Tesoro out in Dickinson. It's a 20,000 barrel a day, diesel facility. Tell us about what you guys are proposing in Belfield.
Well, the company was started by a group of Davis family and Palatnik family members who all come from North Dakota. And they, in their travels and working on their agricultural interests there, saw what was happening in the Bakken and saw the numbers creeping up on production and just felt that there was another refinery warranted in the area. I got involved a couple of years ago and took a hard look at it as an outsider and became convinced that they were right. Bakken crude is an excellent crude to process, and there's very little capacity in the area. So I think there's a definite niche for a smaller high-conversion refinery. So we've settled on a size of 55,000 to 60,000 barrels per day, producing a full slate of refined products in that western North Dakota area where we're right next to the crude, and there's a very large qualified labor source available to us.
At 55 or 60,000 barrels per day, that is essentially the equivalent of what the Mandan Tesoro refinery has been doing. So it takes a lot of employees and a lot of resources. Give us a sense of what a refinery like this would require in terms of employees going forward.
Well, when we move to the field, when we get our quality permit finalized, the construction force to put this refinery together next year will probably be 450 to 500 people for just a little under a year. Permanent employees at the refinery will be about 200. According to the work done by the state of Washington relating to the Anacortes refineries, there's about a 12-to-1 multiplier in the local community. So total employment as a result of the refinery will be about, you know, over 2,000 up to maybe 2,500 permanent jobs.
And, of course, when you're talking about refineries, you were talking about highly skilled, high-wage jobs, which is going to be an incredible benefit for Bellefield and the surrounding communities, including Dickinson. And, you just look at that Saro refinery, and certainly anybody living in Bismarck has known someone that's either works directly for Saro or works for one of the contractors that provides services and upkeep to that refinery. How about the timeline for this refinery? What's it look like, and when could we expect a barrel of Bakken crude to be coming out the other end that can go in my gas tank?
Well, as soon as we can do it. Right now, we're in detailed design of the refinery, and would start fabrication and purchasing of heavy equipment that would go into the refinery, in the February-March time frame. We can't move to the field until we get our air quality permit to construct from the North Dakota Department of Health. And so the schedule for the refinery is tied up in that schedule, and we have no right to, force that or make any predictions on when that will occur. We think it's probably about the middle of 2017, which puts us into the field during the summer, which is obviously good timing in North Dakota.
So I
should finish off the thought that allows us to reach mechanical completion towards the end of 2017, and then we'll be in full commercial operation on the first element of capacity, which is the initial 27,500 train for the refinery in the first quarter of 2018.
So, one of the processes that we're discussing with the pipeline is the permitting process. And you guys had some early discussions with the Theodore Roosevelt National Park, and I thought you did one of the great communication moves that I've seen is that tell us about you put a balloon up where the refinery would be, and you invited some of the park folks out to an area, and what did that prove? Because I suspect that's going to be an area of controversy for you, but I think you kind of put that issue to rest with. William, are you still on the line?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ron. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So you guys went out and you did a little test run with a big balloon from one of the hills in the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Can you kind of explain to us what that displayed?
Well, there was some concern during the permitting process at Billings County that the refinery would impact what park officials call the view shed for the national park, which means what you can see from the park. So we took a balloon out to our project site and put it up to the level that would be the top of the highest structure on the park. And, people were both over in the park on Buck Hill and other areas to see if you could see it. And it was just not something you could see from the park. So, we were glad to see that we're not going to be visually impacting the park. And, of course, with the current regulations on air and water pollution, you won't be able to tell we're there by either smelling it or any impact on water.
I guess one of the issues that I've always had with being in the park and the expectation that I should be able to stand on the highest hill of the park and not see anything. You know, that's why they put fences around those parks, is because there's a boundary, and beyond that is private property. But I think the actions that you took were good, and there will be public hearings. People will have an opportunity to provide input and comment on your proposed refinery. One of the other things that I've always heard about when you talk about building refineries here is, where are you going to be able to market that many barrels of oil and gas on a daily basis from Belfield, North Dakota, into population centers? I know you've got a good rail facility out there. How would you be looking to move your products to market on a daily basis?
Eventually, we will have pipeline connection to the east, but initially I think we're going to rely about half on truck and about half on rail.
And in a refinery like this, a full-scale refinery, I assume you're going to be getting gasoline, diesel fuel, jet fuel, propane. What are the commodities that come off of a barrel of oil that you're going to be able to produce for all of our consumption?
Bakken Light is a very light, sweet crude, so there are some parts of the world where people would look at it and think it's diesel already. We're going to produce quite a bit of gasoline, initially as blending stock, and then blending our own branded product. And then, as you point out, quite a bit of diesel and jet fuel. Initially, we will have some atmospheric tank bottoms that will be sold into the oil industry is for oil-based mud. But eventually all of that will also be turned into gasoline and diesel. We're not interested in really addressing the higher-end market, the propane and so forth. Most of that will be turned back into gasoline.
So looking at the construction phase of this, I thought I heard you say about, what was it, six to 10 months to construct the facility and get it operational once you receive all your permits?
Yeah. And again, you know, the way we're building the refinery is very similar to the way we've done other projects in the past, where
some of your folks have done a recent project. I believe it was a Petromax refinery down in Houston. Is that kind of what you're modeling this after?
That's right. That's the gene pool that we're drawing from. The guys who put that project together have applied the same construction methodology to our project. And it goes very quickly. You're just investing a lot in fabrication and procurement up front in order to do that.
And you guys have been in and met with Billings County, and what was their reaction to this project?
We filed the permit application for conditional use permit and rezoning for the refinery at Billings County very early in 2016. And at first, it appeared that would be a rather quick process, but the county took quite a bit of time and dug into it very thoroughly. You know, time is money to a company like us. So at first we were wondering, you know, what was going on at the county, but now are very glad that they spent the time and the effort to rigorously evaluate the project. And so we received those permits in early July. You know, other than the fact that they are determined to...
William, can you hang on and come back after the break?
Sure.
If so, we'll move on to a break. Thanks, Todd.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing common hunting injuries and how to prepare.
One third of every person that owns a tree stand ends up having some kind of an accident with that. And primarily we see broken bones, impalement, where they're falling on a branch that goes into their body, rib fractures, and a lot of times neck and spine injuries. So our goal at the North Dakota Safety Council is really to give people the tools that they can use to make sure that if somebody is in an accident, that they're as a statistic for an accident and not a fatality. It's what can I do to help the people that are with me? There's simple things that you can do and that you learn in a CPR and first aid class that really can help keep you safe as well.
For safe hunting tips and a full listing of upcoming first aid and CPR classes, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Blaze Energy would like to thank all veterans, home and abroad, for your service to our country. Blaze Energy is a North Dakota-owned and operated proud employer of vets, providing power generation and gas processing services to the oil producer industry. Blaze is on the front lines of the energy revolution and was founded with the sole mission of converting wasted gas into a more usable form of energy, making our North Dakota environment cleaner and healthier. They capture it, convert it, and transform it. They even power their own vehicles with it. Blaze was the first company in the U.S. to produce electricity from wellhead gas and put that power into the local power grid, gas that otherwise would have gone to flare. Thank you to all of our veteran employees, and thank you, North Dakota oil producers, for your continued support. For all your well site power generation and gas processing services, check out Blaze Energy at blazeenergy.com. That's BLAISE energy.com. BlazeEnergy.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores that love to eat. Yum!
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Dan Pillett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, friends. Scott Hennon here, off in New York City with lots of What's on Your Mind listeners. We'll be checking in a little later on this week. Appreciate Ron Ness sitting in today. By the way, come June, we are headed to Norway. Ron could tell us a little bit about being in Norway. Not that long ago, he was on a little trip to Norway. We're going to go there and see the midnight sun this June. The deadline to sign up for that, by the way, is fast approaching. It is December 14th, which is a Wednesday, and a couple, 2 weeks from tomorrow. So if you want to go on that, I know a lot of folks have called for the brochure. I just want to let you know, now you need to commit and to put that deposit down to join us. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. Our deadline fast approaching for that Norway trip from Carol Juven of Juven Tours, who's been there 150 times. Can't even believe that. Now, more of What's on Your Mind with your guest host today, Ron Ness.
I have been fortunate enough to go to Norway about a year and a half ago, and absolutely phenomenal. The scenery there, we were there for 10 or 12 or 13 days or whatever, and day after day, the scenery there is breathtaking. Nothing. We have very few things in the entire United States that what you see on a daily basis in Norway, and in all of the fjords and the mountains and the waterfalls and just the entire culture. So I highly encourage you to sign up with Scott and go in there with someone like Carol Juven, who's been there, who knows every detail about the history and the culture and the integration into North Dakota.
So all the fjords and the Chevys and Diages and
sorry, in the just, tunnels going the tunnels going underneath the,
don't have
the
a whole
fjords,
lot of fjords
through
North
the mountains.
Dakota, so I guess I'm not familiar with
just an amazing trip, and I highly encourage you, if you ever had an interest, go with Scott, because that will be a fantastic trip, and certainly much like his trip today in New York City is. It's a great opportunity. It's growing to 70 people, and kudos to him for getting that done. So I believe we have a caller.
Addy, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hello.
Anyway, I was going through my email this morning, which I usually do as the executive director for the Dakota Advocates for Human and Civil Rights, because I have to be up to date on everything. So I came across the Native News Online that the North Dakota governor had ordered emergency evacuations of the camp, and this is an executive order number 2016-08. And I want the listeners, those people that are in their homes on the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation tribal membership that are watching this protest from their homes, to that the tribal chairman who has gone rogue, that means he's just going on his own, doing everything without your approval, he has to recognize this executive order under Article 4, Section 1A. He has to, because you have a Standing Rock Sioux Constitution that he and the Tribal Council have been ignoring. And they are putting this Tribal Council, the governing sacred document that governs your lives, on imminent danger. That if he is not following this Constitution and is following the dictates of these out-of-staters, Indian leaders that have absolutely no business on the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. He seems to be following their mandates, and if he does, you're going to weaken this governing document. And I know that the people of Standing Rock have their heads buried. They've been pushed into the ground where they no longer have any confidence in the tribal council for the last 30 years because of the retaliations that they put out. But you're allowing the sacred document to be put in harm's way. And we don't know what this new president is going to do. And I hope to God that he makes all the federally recognized tribes accountable for their negligence. This excludes the showcase tribes, by the way. We have about 8 showcase tribes who are doing fantastically, but the others, like Pine Ridge and Standing Rock and the others, are really in dire jeopardy, and they're constantly in the news because of their impoverished, deplorable condition. By the way, I can't understand why Scott Davis is so silent on this. After all, he's the executive director for the North Dakota Commission on Indian Affairs, and he actually has direct links to the 5 or several tribes that are within the North and South Dakota. He has direct government-to-government relationship with them, and he's an enrolled member of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and worked within that tribal structure. I mean, why is he so silent?
So, Addy,
good question.
Addy, last night, Chairman Archambault had a public meeting at the Bismarck Library, and he came out, and Todd, I don't know if you have that statement of what he basically said in answer to a question there, but...
the reality of everything ends, each and every one of us contribute to the fossil fuel industry. Until we change our behavior, there's going to be more pipelines coming in the future. So,
So it goes on and on. Essentially, what that statement is saying, that yes, this is a protest against fossil fuels. It's not just a protest against this pipeline, and that he has taken this issue now to the world level in terms of environmentalism and anti-fossil fuels message. And do you think that's what the people of Standing Rock were?
Well, the fossil fuel has nothing to do with the tribal government here. This tribe, the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, failed to complete a what is called the Integrated Resources Management Plan, IRMP, when President Clinton had offered
it. Addie, we are at a hard break here to wrap up the show, and thank you for your call.
So great to get you on, Addie.
We appreciate your information. Keep calling in and providing
Absolutely.
Information back to the people that need to hear this from you. So, with that, Mr. Todd, thank you for a great day.
Inviting you to join my wife Marie and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.